Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Hello, it's Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Good morning, welcome to it. It is the July 16th. I'm Scott Spaziano, there's Sandy Waters, and we're ready to go. Are you, that question is, are you?
I'm not. I don't know what is, I'm dragging.
I need an extra hour.
Ooh, okay, we're ready.
We won't get it if daylight saving time gets whacked down. Did you see they voted in the House yesterday?
You know, I don't pay attention to it until it's actually a thing. I feel like every year somebody's voting on it, somebody's passing it, but nothing happens.
It's closer than it's ever been.
Is it?
Yeah, the Senate, one of the two sides of the government voted on it, then the other ones have to vote on it. And if that goes through, then the president signs it, then no more, you know, flipping the clock back and forth.
That's what we want.
Do we?
Yes.
I don't like the adjustment, but sun isn't going to come up till like 8:15, 8:30 every day.
You're not going to please everybody because it's either you go into work, it's dark, you come home, it's dark, or I don't know what's going to happen when they don't switch it. You go into work and it's dark and will it still be light out?
If they get rid of it?
If they don't,
it'll be darker in the morning. It'll be darker later in the morning.
But then the sunrise will be later.
It'll be 1 hour longer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Then you can get home and actually like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this time of day.
You're not driving your kid to practice at 3 o'clock and it's dark.
This time of year, you know, sunset's 8:30, 8:40, maybe even closer to 8:50 right now. So that's pretty good.
Are you fighting to keep day? I never heard you on the side of pro switching the clocks.
I'm putting it out there. I'm not taking a side yet. I don't like the one of them. The other one I love.
Never.
I don't like losing an hour's sleep.
Again, every year we have this conversation and nothing happens.
We'll see. And it is coming up on 6. Okay. Yes, wildfire smoke appears again today. Hazy sunshine, poor air quality, 81 degrees for the high. It's live audience Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
No shots today.
Yeah, we'll talk about what we're going to do in just a few minutes after 6.
Okay, keep it right there in the buzz.
The buzz.
Shaboom! What's up? It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy here. Good morning, Thursday. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. And if, you know, yesterday was such a weird, weird day with the wildfire.
Oh, my God. It was so... How much did you want to get outside and take pictures?
I did. The sun was amazing. It was almost like eclipse feeling. Or it felt like we were on Mars.
It felt like we were, had a filter on.
Yeah.
Sepia or whatever. What filter is it?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What filter is it on Instagram?
No, I took a picture of it, and I saw a lot of people post But look, it's just like crazy.
It's wild. It was just crazy. I mean, it was eerie, but pretty.
Yeah.
But then it was like, oh man, hold your breath. Did you find yourself holding your breath when you were going out? No?
No.
Maddie and Aiden are in the studio. They're our interns. Did you guys hold your breath when you went outside? No? No? Oh. There's signs all over that says be careful. Don't breathe.
That's fine. It was fine.
I was like, I was walking into a doctor's office and I was going,
did you smell it?
A little bit, I could.
I thought I could smell it too. Yeah. Like, maybe it's me, but I kind of think I can smell it. But it's going to be like that again today. Yeah, it's going to be that hazy wildfire smoke, 80 degrees, 81 degrees.
I think we should charge Canada for the time loss.
No, I don't think so.
I do. Because who went to, I mean, there's businesses who are losing out. Did anyone go to Seabreeze or Darien Lake yesterday? Took the kids?
There wasn't a danger thing.
Yeah, there was.
Nah, a little bit. I mean, for
the
anybody
DOT signs say be careful. Right? What does it say? Be careful. I just read it like 2 seconds ago driving past it. I already don't remember what it says.
Don't breathe. Be careful.
Yeah.
No, it's not in the dangerous level yet. It's you know, it's like kind of like, okay, keep an eye out for it if anybody's got respiratory problems, but you know.
Okay, I just
I
could bet money on the fact that some parents said maybe not, maybe let's skip today and go another day.
Yeah.
And therefore businesses lose out on money. So therefore we gotta send a bill to Canada.
Oh man, we had Y Camp full blown yesterday, 400 kids, it was fine.
Oh.
Nobody said anything, did anything. It was fine.
Really?
I even asked them.
Outside?
Actually, the nurse called because Ellie took a dive on a hiking trail. And she's fine. She's had a scrape. But they have to call you. You know how that is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, so what's going on with the wildfire smoke? Yeah, it's fine. It's not affecting any kids.
Where else are we going to put 400 kids?
Yeah, well, they could cancel it. They could. They could sure you can. You could be like, hey, campers, it's off because
the
conditions are too bad, but they're not. They're
so
not
what's
there yet.
Worse, dealing with the conditions and possibly the sickness or the damage it's doing, or 400 complaint calls from parents saying,
jeez,
what are you doing?
What are you doing with my kid? I'm
yeah,
farming them out
the
for you.
Too.
Well, yeah. But we pay for that camp, so.
Yes. Okay, so
ahead.
Coming up today, it's Thursday, so it's live audience Thursday.
We're not doing shots.
No.
We're doing hots.
And I have to thank you publicly on the air because you reminded me how long it took to prepare today.
Only restaurants can do caramelized onions because you need to stand there at the stove for like 2 hours to really get them to where they're supposed to be.
Say it how you said it to me. How long were you mixing the onions?
It took 2 days, 4 hours.
No, you didn't say 4 hours.
Well, I can't say it on the air. If you want, I could be my last day on the radio if you'd like.
It took 4 effing
hours for stupid caramelized onions.
Yeah, but it's going to taste so good. So
you don't even like hot dogs,
no,
you weirdo.
I hate everything about this, but I'm going to do it just because it's live audience Thursday and you found that whole thing where it was New York Times taste testing, whatever, whatever,
yeah,
regionalized hot dogs. Number one was the Seattle dog. That's what it was.
Okay.
So we're going to have, instead of shots, dogs.
We're going to do shots, not, we're going to do hots, not shots. Yeah, the Seattle hot dog apparently took over, but we are using Zweigels, so we got a little bit of Rochester in it today.
And what makes the Seattle hot dog again?
Cream cheese and caramelized onions.
That
sounds disgusting, but it is. I had to sample one yesterday. It was top notch. Can't wait to do it again. It's coming up this morning during live audience Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz.
Very good. Okay. I guess apparently this is the new place to find a date. And I'm worried for you, specifically Scaspizzano or any other person who has a traveling spouse.
Uh-oh. Okay, we'll do it coming up.
Spizzano and Sandy.
The question now on 98.9 The Buzz isn't whether you're... spouse is going to cheat at a conference or whether the wildfire smoke is going to kill you. It's whether Chuck Schumer farted in the House floor or not.
Yeah,
right here on 98.9
Apparently, this is more pressing than where to find a date.
Yes.
Scott's like, no, we're not doing that. We're doing this instead.
New York Post reported that 75-year-old Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer broke wind while speaking on the floor of the chamber on Tuesday, and here when it supposedly is when it happened, when it was broadcast live on C-SPAN.
Oh, my God. What are people really trying to analyze the sound and determine if it truly was a fart or not?
Yeah, here. Listen.
Now on Iran and the NDAA. Is that Vietnam was worse?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's it.
Wait a minute.
Is that wildfire? That wasn't wildfire smoke, was it?
Going into this, I felt bad. Like, that's wrong. If it, sometimes you just slippage and it's embarrassing. And now here we're capitalizing on it. But then when you played it, holy cow, that's play awesome. It again.
Wait a minute.
Now on Iran and the NDAA.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Vietnam was worse?
What was that?
That just dropped out.
Wait, that's the weirdest sounding fart I've ever heard.
No.
Is it?
Okay. It says here that it's not a toot. It's common practice to clip a microphone to a jacket lapel. You've seen them do that while speaking on the floor.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
The mic probably picked up some indigestion or a stomach growl. For that microphone to pick up a clear sound like that from the other side of his body is improbable.
Who gave you that quote? Who said that?
I don't know. Somebody of importance. Wait.
Now on Iran and the NDAA.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Vietnam was worse?
I think what was worse was the fart that came out of his butt.
Wait a minute. That was such a... Is it... Like, who farts like that?
That could be...
Is it a stomach... I don't even think it's a stomach growl, though. That's a weird stomach growl, too.
Now on Iran and the NDAA.
Right.
Is that Vietnam was worse?
That just fell out.
It sounds like my mini schnauzer when he's mad at me.
He farts? He farts?
No, he goes...
That didn't sound like a stomach growl to me.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like a fart either, did it?
Yeah, it did, sure. I can replicate that. Have you ever done that with your friends?
No, we're not doing this.
What was that trend? Like
surprise farting trend?
No, it's like mimic my fart or whatever it's called. We're like, what's it called?
Maddie and
I don't know if it has a professional title, but basically you'd be like, hey, I'm about to fart, like send a voice memo of what you think my fart is about to sound like.
Yeah, tell me
and
what
then see how close they got.
Right, exactly. If it's like, they laugh, you know. It's like
that is humiliating.
It's an Australian thing. Because all I see is Australian people doing it.
Could you imagine if you farted accidentally at one of our charity events? We're hosting this big gala. Mm-hmm. You accidentally fart and all of a sudden, everybody for weeks on end after is trying to analyze what it is and playing it over and over again.
Now on Iran and the NDAA. Is that Vietnam was worse?
That's humiliating.
It could be. It could have been just, the microphone dragging across fabric. Who knows?
Okay. So final go around the room. Aiden and Maddie are the interns. Yeah. Fart or stomach growl? Aiden.
What do you get? What do you say?
Just because it would be awesome if it was, I'm going to go fart.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
Maddie.
Yeah.
So going to go fart.
Fart. Yeah. Scotty.
I think it was a fart because I want it to be.
Okay, fine. I will too. And then
now on Iran and the NDAA. Is that Vietnam was worse?
All right. How do you feel about a 24-year-old still living at home?
Ha.
Mark is pitching his wife why their son needs to move out.
Mm-hmm.
Spisano and Sandy's 30-second pitch. What will you give his pitch, a yay or a nay?
It's coming up next. 98.9 The Buzz. Hey, ladies and gentlemen of the Buzz fam. Welcome to Spisano and Sandy's 30-second pitch. Every week, someone from the Buzz fam gets 30 seconds to pitch their big idea to our panel of judges. Sandy Waters, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, go ahead. You can clap for yourself.
For myself?
Yes,
okay.
You can clap for yourself. And of course, our special expert, judge, two-time Emmy Award-winning producer and founder of Big Brand Ventures, Brandon T. Adams. Yeah!
What's up?
Our contestant is Mark from Webster. Mark, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, buddy. Mark, tell us your little story and what you want to do today.
I have to have this difficult conversation with my wife. We need to ask my son to move out.
Oh.
How old is your son?
He's 24.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. Out of college.
Oh, yeah.
Out of college for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
What's he doing? Does he have a job?
Yeah, he does.
Like a full-time job or like a career-type job, or is it?
No, he has a career-type job.
Okay.
It's not exactly entry-level, but, you know, like it's a job he can grow with.
Okay, that's
so
good.
So I'm assuming your wife doesn't mind that he lives at home and you want him out.
Yes, I don't think we're doing him a service.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
So you got to figure this out. Okay. So you want to pitch your wife? You'll have 30 seconds to do this. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready? Go.
Okay. This is what I want to say, honey. Listen. You know I love our boy. You love him. We're proud of him. And nobody's pretending that life is easy right now. Obviously, rent is insane. Groceries cost like they're, you know, have to be imported from the moon. And becoming an adult somehow like now requires a subscription plan or 20. Mm-hmm. But here's the truth.
Oh, dear.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Let's see here. Brandon, let's talk this out.
I got a question. I mean, is he paying rent?
No.
Oh, he's
not. Is he paying for groceries?
I mean, he chips in a little bit here and there. I think, you know, basically so that we buy the food he wants.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just a thought here. I know we're pitching to get him out of the house, but as an entrepreneur, I'm thinking, hey, maybe there's a way for you to bring some money in. You look at what he would have to pay in rent somewhere else. No. Maybe that's $1,500 a month.
Uh-huh.
And you could go to your wife and say, hey, we should be charging him $1,200 a month. He either pays the fee or he gets out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you make some money or he leaves.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. That was one of the options that I was going to suggest because I just think, you know, he needs to start adulting a little bit.
Mm.
And, you know.
I have a 20, almost 22-year-old, and she still lives
yeah.
at home. And I tell my husband all the time, she is welcome to live here for, you know, till she's 72
life.
Years
forever.
Old. Forever. I'm
Jeez.
Fine with it.
Really?
Like, it's expensive out there. And why set your kid up to fail?
You're not setting your kid up to fail. When you give him that chance to, like, I better do something.
You got to throw him in the
yeah.
fire, Scott.
Yeah.
You got to throw him to the streets and let them figure it out.
Yeah,
But I can't. Oh, throw your kid to the street, Brandon. That sounds so bad.
No, it's true because if you don't let them grow, if you grow for them, they're never going to grow.
Yes, I know. But this could be the time that maybe you put an end date. Okay, you're 24
yeah.
years old. Maybe
yeah,
by 26.
Same.
Or maybe by 25.
Yes.
But
no,
to kick him
a 6 month date.
Yeah.
You have
six months
to get out of my house.
Yeah.
You are
mm-hmm.
harsh, Brandon.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
are harsh. Where's your wife?
They will thank you later.
Yeah. And you know what? That would make it right around New Year's if we started today.
Yeah. A New Year's resolution.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm all about helping your kid, like, save the money. Save.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
can afford
I mean,
it.
I mean, here's an idea. What about we charge them rent, and
no,
when they move out,
like that.
They get that money. They give the money that we were...
Yeah.
So that's actually a real. I was just going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very wealthy friend that did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the father gave them the money at the end. They used that money for a down payment of the house. So that's a really good idea, but they have to pay the money every month.
Yeah, right. They don't know what's going back to
train,
them until afterwards.
Train the financial muscle.
Right.
You know, we got to take the training
yeah.
wheels off.
That's too bad.
And it's auto draft. It's auto out of their accounts.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
don't have to be hitting them up every month for money.
It is too bad that did not make it to the 30-second pitch, though.
So based on the pitch, what do you call it, Sandy Waters?
Well, based on the pitch itself and the whole idea, I'm a mama bear. I say nay.
Okay, Brandon.
I'm very... I don't know what the word, ruthless.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way. It's definitely a nay for me,
mm-hmm.
but I do want you to see this as a business opportunity or opportunity to get them to learn for their own.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You
right.
and me.
Yeah. All right. Well, you
want to talk to my wife?
Brandon, will you pitch his wife?
Tell her to check out my podcast. She'll know.
Yeah, exactly. All right. There you go, Mark. Godspeed, my friend. At least you workshopped it a little bit here. And I hope the pitch goes better with your wife than it did with us. Tune in next week for the 30-second pitch from 98.9 The Buzz. Hi, good morning. Happy Thursday. 98.9 The Buzz, Susanna and Sandy. 65 degrees and hazy, smoky day. 81 degrees for the high.
I have the perfect way to embarrass and humiliate your kids.
Yes.
Okay, before we get there, if you're driving into work right now mm-hmm. and you have the AC on in your car, push that little button that says the circulate, air circulate. That's the time that you should push the button when the air quality is not good.
Right. So circulate what smoke there is in your car back into your car.
Right.
Right.
Not the outside smoke in.
Right. Whatever got in there so far, just make that spin around.
Okay.
It's in there as it is. And roll you can smell it.
Yeah. Roll call. Emmy is in the studio with us interning. Aiden and Maddie is also, also in the studio.
Our live audience Thursday starting at 8 o'clock, but we already have our live audience, so we're good.
Okay. Are you ready to embarrass and humiliate your kids? Well, you are gonna have the best time of your life if you bring your kids with you. They're gonna look over and be like, what the hell are you laughing at? This is so inappropriate.
But you're not talking 6-year-olds here.
No, I'm not talking 6-year-olds. No,
you're talking like your adult kids.
Andrew freaking Dice Clay is
he's got a new name.
The Auditorium Theater in October.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Do you remember Andrew? That is one of the reasons why I believe we were so inappropriate in the 80s. Because we grew up with that as the funniest guy.
One of the good comedians back then, which was basically the sense of humor of a 13-year-old boy. Hey, we all loved it, right?
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Yeah. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet.
Come on, you can do it better. Do it better, Andrew.
Andrew Dice Clay, are you guys familiar with this comedian?
No, they have no idea. Exactly why I'm saying if you bring your kids, they're going to look at you like, why are you laughing?
He had this personality on stage that was completely animated, total tough guy, Jersey. Hey, how you doing? Hey, what you doing? Italian, hey, guy like this. He talk like this. He didn't give a crap about anybody, right?
Yeah. He was what made boys boys.
He had his one of his shticks with his, was his twisted nursery rhymes. And he'd stand up there and he'd recite. Now, I actually pulled it up so I could read it word for word like he did it.
Well, no, you can't do it word for word.
I have to. Ready?
Okay.
This is the only clean one I could find.
Do the Andrew Dice Clay impression. Yeah. Take one.
Hey, how you doing, right? Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider, sat down beside her, said, what's in the bowl, bitch?
And we laughed.
Yeah. So, I don't even know if it holds up. Does it hold up?
Jack and Jill went up the hill. Each had a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250.
Okay, wait.
Look at their faces.
Gen Z, they're laughing.
Yeah.
Are you laughing because it's embarrassing or are you laughing because it's funny?
The Jack and Jill one is really good. That one's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Maddie? No, Maddie's not impressive. It's boy humor. Total boy humor.
Yeah.
Like my husband, Mike Danger, this is how he grew up.
This is a comedian where us guys would recite his jokes. So, we'd go out and do them for each other.
Parents, you know how they just give kids the iPad? Here, entertain yourself.
Yeah.
Here's a device. My husband, his parents would be like, go watch Andrew Dice Clay. That's who parented my husband.
Yeah. I mean, he was he's 68 years old, by the way.
68?
Yeah.
How is he going to do this same routine?
I would imagine. I'm sure there's a twist to it, but,
okay, here's the question. As a comedian, with age, do you get funnier? Because there are some funny old people because they have zero filter.
Yeah.
So do you think he's going to be funnier because he's older?
No, I think he'll be the nostalgic funny. Like, we laughed at him 30 years ago. Now we're going to laugh with him again because we're all familiar with his comedy.
So only Gen Xers are in this room.
I don't know. I think there's people that, there's all types of age groups that follow different historical pasts. Like some people are into the hippie scene that are in their 20s, right? You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so is there a 20-year-old, 30-year-old that is into Andrew Dice Clay? 818-2899.
Absolutely.
I don't think so. I think that's going to be a crowd of Gen Xers. You can be a
bunch of, old people.
Well, hang on a second. Gen Xers aren't old.
Well, what are you saying then?
I don't know. What's the age that's considered old? Emmy, you're the youngest person in the room. What age is considered old? Shout it out.
What age?
You're an old person when you are... Don't worry, you're going to offend us. How many?
45.
45? So Emmy tells her parents, hey, I'm going to go intern at the senior citizen home called the bus.
That's right.
What the hell, Emmy?
Just kidding. Anyway, we love you. Really, we do.
Yeah. So Andrew Dice Clay in October?
Yeah, in October at the Odd. That's hysterical. Okay, coming up in just a few minutes here, Jerk or Justified. Ouch.
She brought muffins. We love her.
She did. We're cool, though, right? Like, you would think we're... Okay, anyhow.
I don't know, like, what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. You were honest. Jerk or Justified. This is where we welcome honesty, too, with Jerk or Justified. Mm-hmm. What the bride and groom dictated at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Ticked off a lot of the people going.
But you make the call next.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I remember driving the school bus at Wheatland Chilai and listening to you both, listening to your station during COVID, which really got us through the day. Loved it.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Often imitated, but never duplicated. Jerk or Justified.
Yeah.
With Spisano and Sandy.
A 98.9 The Buzz. Yeah, everybody likes to copy us, but we're the OGs.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, okay, whatever. Okay, so this might be a trigger, especially when it's like a hot day like today. So can a couple dictate what wedding guests can and cannot wear to the reception.
Ouch.
And this came up because I had a dentist appointment,
mm-hmm.
and my dental hygienist mm-hmm. was telling me how frustrated she was about a wedding that she has to go to for her niece.
And what'd the bride and groom say?
The bride and groom said it's a mid-August wedding,
ooh.
And everybody has to wear black.
Ouch.
That's your only color option if you're going to be a guest at this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Black. And not a short guest gown. Has to be a long gown. Long black dress.
Mm-hmm.
And guys have to be full-blown black
suit. Wow.
And it is not a mob wedding, I don't think. I don't know. But she was so funny and so overly animated. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to be the one that shows up in pink.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm not wearing all black. Especially in August.
Looks like a
dress.
Box of good and plenty candy. 818-2899, Jerk or Justified, to be dictated to what to wear to the wedding.
Yes. So right now, Scotty, tell me how you feel and how you predict this trial is going to go.
It's going to be justified. And I'm going to put my, I predict it's going to turn out to be justified.
But absolutely. What do you agree?
I do agree. Yeah. It's their day.
Listen,
part
okay,
of the gift.
I get the your day thing. Mm-hmm. And yes, you're paying a lot of money for this. It should look like how you want it to look.
Yep.
But the wedding guests,
yeah.
No, I hate that. Hate it with a passion.
Who doesn't have a black anything to wear? Everybody's got something black to wear.
Well, my dental hygienist she wears color. She probably doesn't have black. I don't know.
Okay.
But I say, I vote jerk. Mm-hmm. And I predict the trial is going to be jerk.
All right. Well, looks like we're on opposite ends of this, but guess who wins? The first two callers at 818-2899. Tickets at Bands at Barnard for you. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or Justified?
Jerk. Definitely.
Why is that? Why is that?
Love it.
Why is that? First and foremost, it's hotter than you know what in the summer, and wearing black is asking a lot of people. Okay?
Outdoor
as long
wedding.
As they're dressed nicely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. As long as you're not wearing white or a form of white, you should wear whatever you want.
Yeah, so. I guess. As a guest, you're really, let's be honest, a nobody when it comes to pictures and stuff. It's not going to ruin your picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The bridal shower is part of the picture. The groomsmen. The in-laws.
Yes.
What if they want a group shot with a drone out in the yard?
Oh,
with everybody,
geez.
All the guests. Come on
well,
out.
Give me a gown, just a robe. We all put on our black robes
oh,
for that
yeah,
group
okay.
shot.
Right. We'll take the jerk. And who's this? I got a pair of tickets to Bands at Barnard for you.
This is Patty from Scottsville.
Patty. You have a choice of Leonard Skinner. It's called the Classic Skinner Southern Steel Live Band or Cashmere, which is a Zeppelin band. Which one do you want to go to?
Leonard Skinner, definitely.
Skinner! Yay! Woo! That's coming up next Wednesday. I need you to hold the line, Patty, okay? We'll hook you up, all right?
Okay, no
all right.
problem.
Stand by there. And you are on the bus. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Jerk or Justify, what do you say?
I say it's jerk.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you
wow.
ruined me.
Wow.
You hate weddings too, right?
Well, they're all right.
Oh, they're all right. Okay. All right.
Did you make any high demands for your wedding when you got married?
No.
Okay. No. Yeah, no. You don't sound like a kind of guy that would.
Yeah, that's too much.
Was it in a barn?
It was not.
Oh, okay, just checking.
What
okay.
are you trying to predict it?
Well, no, because like...
what else are you trying to predict about
it's
him?
Hard to be like... It's hard to ask people to dress up like that when it's like an outdoor or like a casual setting.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, your vote has been registered.
And I got a pair of tickets at Bands at Barnard to go see Cashmere, the Led Zeppelin band, coming up for you. A 4-pack of tickets for that. How's that sound, bud?
Awesome. Thank
all right.
you.
So you got to hold the line. I'll get your info. Thanks for the call. Wow. You're getting there. Almost jerk.
Okay, around the room. Do we have more calls before we go around the room, Scotty?
I do have a call, but I real quick, but I want to see what Chris
okay, Chris
and Nick
Tiffany,
say.
Vote jerk or justified.
Jerk.
Oh,
jerk.
Geez,
beautiful.
Dude.
Nick, jerk or justified.
Oh, my God. Jerk.
Ah! Yay. Maddie, go up to the mic. Shout it out.
Wait, go.
I feel justified.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, wow. What a way to stop the steam rolling.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Aiden, jerk or justified.
What do you call it?
We're going justified.
Yeah, we're coming back.
Emmy,
wow.
Jerk or justified?
I'm also going to go justified.
What? Oh, my.
Oh, it's the bride and groom's day. It's that's part of your gift, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Yes, but...
but, okay.
I don't want to wear black. Oh my, I probably would, but okay, one vote. One vote is separating Jerk or Justified at this point. So this next call could either tie it up or we're done
Or lock it up. Hi, The Buzz. Thanks for holding. Who's this?
This is Marty.
Hey, K. Marty. How do you see this? What do you call it? Jerk or Justified?
To wear all black. That's the dictate from the wedding couple in the middle of August.
I'm going jerk.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
Jerk.
Yes. Ah.
Thanks, man.
Marty's appreciate my new best friend.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Wow.
Jerk or Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
I'm on the leaderboard now. Yeah,
finally. It's 2-1.
Finally, 2-1. So tomorrow's trial with our predictions, and I don't know if you're playing along at home, it could end with you winning.
Or tie.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
So now coming up, we do Live Audience Thursday on Thursdays, and we do shots.
It's a good name for it, by the way, especially when we do it on Thursdays.
Yeah, right. But instead of shots...
we're doing hots.
Are you going to play the...
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah. So we brought this up earlier on in the week where Seattle dogs, right? Are Scott's like, hey.
Yeah, there's this hot dog, regional hot dog that won. And I can't give it any hate because Chef Jose Andreas, you know, the World Kitchen guy, he's like the most prominent. He was voting on it and he called the interior of this, which is cream cheese, the diplomat of the hot dog. It holds everything together.
So we were like... Are you serious? Maybe we should try this out for Live Audience Thursday. And then we got the best endorsement from our BuzzFam listener.
Yeah, take a listen to this guy.
Hey, Scott and Sandy. It's Chris, the private investigator from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
You were just talking about the hot dogs, the Seattle hot dogs on Friday. And I had to tell you, they are delicious. I had my first Seattle hot dog when I was visiting my brother for the Bills and Seahawks game, who's stationed at the Joint Base Lewis McChord. And I have to tell you, again, they are delicious. I recommend them. I really do. And yeah, they are delicious.
And they're delicious.
So we got to try them.
So I whipped up a bunch of hots. So we're going to do hots instead of shots coming up.
98.9 The Buzz.
All right, raise these hot dogs up. Raise these hot dogs up. Here we go. Here we go. Turn up, feel the vibe. It's Thursday's Live. Let's survive. Lift them up and raise them high. The Buzz fans here. Reach the sky. We're saying hot, 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 hot. It's Pajano and Sandy's Live Audience Thursday. Instead of shots, we are doing hots. And let's introduce all our guests first of all.
Okay, yeah. Chris Tiffany is in the studio from the Buzz Fam. Nick is in the studio from the Buzz Fam. Jody, who has a history with Scott's Bazzano,
hello,
is in
Jody.
The studio.
Hello, Jody.
And Kenzie is also in the studio with
Kenzie,
us.
Kenzie, I am not your father.
And of course, we have Maddie, Emmy, and Aiden, too, our interns helping out.
This is a Seattle hot dog. This won a regional, the most best regional hot dog in the United States, according to Chef Jose Andreas from the World Kitchen and New York Times. It's called the Seattle hot dog. It's a bun, cream cheese, a Zweigel's hot dog. I had to add that. Caramelized onions, a little bit of brown mustard, and I've added some jalapenos to the top of mine.
So
if you think cream cheese and hot dogs don't go together, go ahead and take a bite and tell us what you think.
If anybody's trying to be healthy, this ain't for you.
Well, one bite won't kill
you. Okay, let's do it together and then we'll give our review. Ready? Cheers to the Buzz Fam. Uh-huh. This is a sloppy mess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm. Oh my.
Oh, I forgot napkins.
Oh, my.
What do you think?
I mean, I typically don't like hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't bad. I think that's good.
Can you taste the cream cheese?
It's amazing how sometimes you hear that combination and it's like...
You're thinking...
Dear God,
this is really good.
No, it is.
Nick's like, nope.
Nick is going to throw up.
Just swallow
it. I just can't eat it. I can taste every flavor and it's not... making me feel good. I won't throw up. I just can't.
Her face is turning all red and sweaty.
I know.
We're killing listeners one live audience Thursday at a time.
Kenzie, what'd you think?
The cream cheese is good. The brown mustard, way too spicy.
Too much brown mustard?
Oh, okay. Too much brown mustard.
What about you, Joe? That's this
I
is
like
not
the brown
working.
Mustard.
Did you?
I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
Ooh, yes.
Nice.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, so next party that you have at your house, try it, the Seattle dog.
Yep. do the bun, a lot of cream cheese, hot dog, caramelized onions, and then the rest is yours.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, so... Oh, God. You know what I hate? Those food shows where they eat in front of you. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like I even went to one of those food shows, the live ones. And you're in the audience and this person on stage is eating delicious food. And they're like, making these weird noises. And you're like, screw you, because I'm not having any of it. And that's what we're doing right now.
My friends and I tried to build a podcast one time. We were eating Insomnia cookies.
Wait, is that even plugged in? You're right on it. It's not even working.
It was just us for 30 minutes.
Just eating?
Eating and moaning. Like, oh, my God, these are so good.
Yeah.
Yes. You know how many men were listening to that? That's like OnlyFans to a whole new level.
No, it was so bad. Like it'll come up in our Snapchat memories every now and again, and we're like, what were we thinking?
All right. Another one of those what were we thinking moments. Keep it PG is coming up in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
And we got to, okay, so there's four of you. Two of you will play. Chris Tiffany, do the honors. Who's playing Keep It PG?
Today's,
that one and that one.
Today's Keep It PG players will be me.
Uh-oh.
And Jody.
Oh! We'll do it next on Suzanne and Sandy.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz.
His mouth is
99 The Buzz. $0 a month.
Okay, Axel, slow down. Jeez. 98.9 The Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy. How are you this morning?
Okay, yes. Are you ready? Live audience Thursday. This is our time for Keep It PG. Got Chris Tiffany in the studio. He will be playing. Mm-hmm. Nick will be judging. Mm-hmm. Jody is playing. Yeah. Kenzie is judging. Are you ready? Rules of the game. You cannot use the same answer someone else gave. You have to answer immediately, no more than 5 seconds. First thing that comes to your mind.
Yes.
Hey, Steve.
Oh, Scott always says.
Second thing that comes to mind. Yes.
And the most creative gets the point. Nick and Kenzie, you are the judges. Are you ready? And don't be playing favorites. It's the most creative, not the most practical, not what you would have said, what makes you laugh, okay? Most important rule, you have to keep it PG.
Yes.
Are we ready, Chris Tiffany? You kick us off.
This is Sandy's dirty mind coming out once a week.
Right.
All of her pent-up sexual frustrations come out in this.
Okay, are you ready? Three rounds. We have a tiebreaker if we need to. Chris Tiffany, name something that's better when it's done with your eyes closed.
Dreaming.
Dreaming. Jody, Keep It PG. Name something that's better when it's done with your eyes closed. Most creative gets the point.
Nice and loud.
Working.
Working.
Yes.
Okay, Scott Spaziano.
What?
Name something that's better when it's done with your eyes closed.
Oh, easy. Driving.
Driving.
Every morning at like 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't even remember getting here.
Okay, Nick really liked that answer. Okay.
I did.
Nick
yes.
And Kenzie, you have to agree who gets the point. Who's on the board?
I left more at my mom's.
Oh, okay.
All right. Working. Yeah.
I like Jody's
working
too.
Surprise.
Working
okay,
was
Jody.
Good.
Jody! Jody gets the point. Chris Tiffany, are you ready?
All right, round two.
Okay, round two.
Name something that can make you sweat without exercising.
Standing outside this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Good answer. Kenzie, are you helping? The contestant, Jody?
Maybe.
No. Whispering in her ear, Jody, keep it PG. Name something that can make you sweat without exercising.
Putting together a bookshelf.
Okay, that was a really good answer.
That was good.
That was a good answer.
Yeah.
Scott Spaziano, you got to top that.
Yeah.
Name something that can make you sweat without exercising.
Taxes.
You pulled that one from the archives, but that works perfectly.
It's true.
Kenzie, Nick, who gets the point?
Scott gets it.
Yes!
Scott.
Yes. Yes, I'm on
Scott
the board.
Scott is on the board. Okay, the pressure is on Chris Tiffany. You can tie this up, and then we go to the tiebreaker.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Or you officially lose this game. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is something that just feels better when it's smooth?
I gotta go to my
Five,
third answer.
Four.
Third answer.
Three. Two.
Just skin.
Skin.
Skin in general.
Skin.
Yeah.
Skin just in skin. General. Just skin. Jody, keep it PG. What's something that just feels better when it's smooth?
I'm going to say freshly shaved legs.
Oh.
She said legs, not she didn't even say thighs. She said legs. She kept it so PG. Okay, PG. Scott Spazzano, are you ready? Keep it PG. What is something that just feels better when it's smooth? You could win the game with your answer.
Freshly made bed sheets.
Ah. Is that a winning answer? Kenzie, Nick, who gets the point?
I think it's Scott.
Yes.
For the first time ever.
Wow.
I think for the first time ever. Huh? Yay.
Very good thanks, job, guys. Scott Spazzano. Thanks, he will be bragging about this for a long time. For a long, long time.
All my dirty thoughts are down here in the corner.
All right, coming up on the show, there's a little, I don't want to say it's an issue. It's an anxiety that you, well, I don't want to say anxiety because I don't want to make fun of anxieties because right, we are not making fun. But it is a thing that Gen Zers are having trouble with.
Okay.
But it's a thing that Gen Xers and Boomers find it to be no big deal.
Really?
And okay. We're going to talk about it next.
All right. We'll be right back on the bus.
98.9 The Bus.
Chuck Schumer.
Okay.
I'm 98.9 The Bus. That is Live Audience Thursday with a little help from Chuck Schumer's ass.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, before we get to when you show up at a friend's house, if you are a Gen Zer, there is something that you do that is a bit odd to the rest of us. Okay.
You do it, too.
Before we get...
Don't you?
No, I don't do this.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what it is?
I thought you told me, but maybe not.
No. No, it's not this. Okay, so, and also just a heads up.
Yes.
If you are in the car right now and you have your air conditioning going, this is the day to push that little button that says recirculate air.
Circulate, yeah.
Because the wildfires. Right. So you don't want to pull fresh air into your car. You want to just circulate the nastiness that's already there.
That's already in the car. Yes, okay. Exactly. Like Chris Schumer, if he was riding with you.
Chris Tiffany's in the studio. Nick's in the studio. Jody and Kenzie, all from the Buzz fam. Maddie, yay. Aiden, and Emmy are our interns today.
We're
are
here.
You ready? Bunch of Gen Zers in the studio, which I love it. This is so perfect. So my 17...
year
no,
old.
It wasn't my 17-year-old daughter. I don't know why I made a note for myself that it was. No. My 22-year-old daughter, okay. She's almost 22, she had a friend coming over on whatever day it was, Tuesday, to watch the World Cup game, France versus Spain.
Okay.
Game started at 3, right? So game is starting. Her phone buzzes, and then it rings. She gets up from the couch. She goes outside. She comes back in with her friend. And I go, did you call her when you pulled? She goes, yeah.
Oh.
Gen Zers. You guys have a problem with ringing the doorbell. You have what they call it doorbell anxiety. Some call it doorbell dread. And it's very real.
That's interesting.
She said to me, and I go, Kenzie, no, I didn't say Kenzie. I'm looking at Kenzie. I said, Logan, did you just text Leah that you were here?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah. I think, isn't that polite? I go, no, that's weird. They think that's a polite way to show up at a friend's house.
It's interesting. I do that all the time.
You I'm don't like, ring the doorbell?
No, I'll be like, here.
Yeah, but you're going in the house. You're going to spend time in that house.
By the time I walk up to the house door, the door gets opened.
So after a certain age, you turn back?
Maybe.
To being Gen Z?
I don't know. It seems to be more communicative than walking
than
up to the door.
Doorbell?
Yeah, because I can get the I can say, listen, I'm here. And then by the time I get to the door...
Wouldn't the doorbell say, hey, I'm here?
Nah, then you gotta wait.
Okay, so Scott says...
Guys, I've done that.
Chris Tiffany,
you?
Do you ring the doorbell or do you text?
No, I ring the door. Or knock. Or ring
yeah,
the
right.
You approach the door and you do what... Okay.
Because they're expecting you.
Yeah.
What generation are you?
I'm a Gen Zer.
Yeah.
Do you ring the doorbell?
If I'm going to, like, my grandparents' house or someone... Like, someone I know... More a little like their family a little more. I will knock, but most of the time I am the driver. I don't leave my car when I pull up to my friend's house.
No, so
I
text. Go stay at the, you're gonna
if I go stay at the house, yeah. I'm already with my friends. I just walk in with them.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
usually text
no,
them.
No, you're not. Nick. It's just you in the car.
It's
You're
just
going
me.
To a friend's house.
I will go up to the door and then text them.
Are you serious? You text from you're inches away from that button. And you
but
text?
Most of the time, my friends know I'm already going to be coming there. Right. My one friend lives in an apartment. I will ring her apartment number.
Okay.
And then my other friend lives with her parents still, but I'm not so sure how their parents would be like knocking. So
we're
I'm
take
like,
a field trip after this. Okay. Joey, ring the doorbell or text.
Oh, ring the doorbell. But I do have to say, the younger people, my younger daughter Haley gives me the play-by-play. I'm on the way. And then I get here, and I'm like, why doesn't she just come to the door? Why is she telling here?
I do that all the time. It's
actually,
so weird.
Kenzie, is this true that Gen Zers see it as aggressive if you ring the doorbell?
Yes, actually. I would say that. Whenever someone rings my doorbell, I'm like, is that my house? I don't expect anybody to be here.
Thank you for editing yourself.
Oh my God, yeah. Or if you ring it like my papa, it's like, ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
over
really?
And over until
over
you
and
answer
again.
It, yeah.
So raise your hand if you have doorbell dread again. Who in the room has doorbell dread?
I do not. I rang your doorbell when I was at your house. Do you remember?
Oh, you did ring
I did.
My
I didn't
doorbell.
Text you here, even though I had your number. Yeah. Demographic-based. If I'm at my friend's house, I'm not going to scare them and ring their doorbell.
Oh,
but if
wow.
I'm going to a Gen Xer's house, I will ring the doorbell. Except unless it's...
Oh, because I was a Gen Xer. You knew.
I know.
If I'm going to a Gen Xer, a boomer's house...
She should have said boomer's house.
I get the
millennial's house
and let them know I'm here because they can't hear.
Interesting.
Okay,
my doorbell's broken, so I don't use it anymore. Like I feel like I can't use anybody else's. One of the other reasons
funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so funny how you...
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. I don't know if anybody else wants to join in on this. 818-2899. I'm saying here.
You've never done that.
No.
How about this? She doesn't even answer her door when they ring the doorbell. She hides.
I was going to say, I thought she hid the other day.
She
does.
Dive.
Yeah.
That's how I answered the door. I was expecting you, Kenzie. Yes. That's why I answered. But otherwise, if you had given me a surprise visit, I ain't answering that door.
Take a quick break. Come back. Wrap this up here on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Live audience Thursday. Keep it right there.
98.9 The Buzz.
Live audience Thursday. Yay! On 98.9, the buzz, the buzz, the buzz, the buzz. We're just talking about Chuck Schumer and his gassiness.
No, you know what they were talking about? In the studio, by the way, we have Chris, Tiffany, Nick, Jody, Kenzie. They were talking about how farts are funny.
Yes.
And Jody and I lock eyes and we're like, boys.
They are. They just are.
So, Jody, you have a long history with Spaziano and Sandy, even before me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your history with Scotty, does he look better before when you first met him or now?
I'm 30 years older.
Well, I mean, he still looks okay.
Good.
Not bad.
Good. Boy, you got it!
Wow,
you look really good.
Thank you.
But you had a lot more hair back then.
Yes,
I think
did.
You look better.
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Aww.
Thank Kenzie.
Look at nice, Kenzie. What a sweet Gen Zer you are the boomers.
you said that you were on the radio show like a million years ago. Tell everybody about that.
All right, so you were doing something on the air like, tell us why you hate men. For Valentine's Day. And so you took all these callers and you were going to pick one of them. And I get a call back and you're like, hey, and it was you. Mm-hmm. And you were like, I'd like you to be on the show to do the dating game. We liked your energy. We loved your voice, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so we did one day on air, like just on the radio. And then on Valentine's Day, we got picked up in a limo blindfolded. And then brought to the Coliseum Cafe.
Here, I'll flag you when it's things that we cannot do anymore because the lawyers would go freaky crazy. Okay.
Yeah, well, back then, you know, it was the 90s. So got picked up. And then I spent the morning with Scott on one side of the partition. And then the actual guy I picked, because then I got to pick one of the three.
It was a dating game.
Yeah. So the guy I picked was on the other side, and we just kind of did questions back and forth. And then at the end, like, they pulled the partition.
We did the reveal.
We got Rod Stewart concert tickets.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All these prizes. So it was a lot of fun.
We don't do that anymore either.
Yes, we do.
Play the dating game and you get Rod Stewart tickets. That'd be great.
We do stuff.
Let's
you know?
Do that again. Let's bring it back. How
did
it turn out?
We just let people hang up on each other, then they win tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so.
How did that date
Well, Kenzie, is that your dad?
Not the mama.
That is not my dad.
Oh, okay. So there you go. It didn't last.
Actually, I'm your father.
Same name. You know what? Let's just end the show there. Let's just drop that bomb and move on.
Okay, Kenzie, I'm your father.
Listening? No, you're not.
Okay, no, I'm not. But I am the other Scott, and it's time to get out of here. Thanks so much, you guys. You guys are awesome for coming in today. Thank you so much. Thanks for putting up with my Seattle hot dog. That didn't sound right.
It's just okay. If you ever want to come on Live Audience Thursday, just let us know if we invite you in the studio, if you're a regular caller, if you're a funny caller, or if you just ask. Anything you missed from the show?
We're desperate, please.
Listen to the podcast, Pisano and Sandy, or The Breakfast Buzz. Now, it is time to say, we out.
We out, like... I lost it. Never mind.
Oh, like your thoughts.
Like my thoughts. See you, bye.
Bye.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I remember that one time when I was super young and I was just barely legal and we went on the Sunset Booze Cruise together and there was a bunch of people and it was a lot of fun. It was crazy.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.